Welcome to an attempt at a podcast today. I don't expect this to become a regular feature on the blog unless you readers really appreciate it. What I wanted to touch on today is a topic of regional upgrades. If you happen to be a diamond or a platinum, or even if you have dropped down to something less, you know you can still use those if they're still sitting around in your My Delta and My Certificates. You don't have to be a diamond or a platinum to use them. You just have to have them and not have them expired. Anyway, I've touched on the fact that I only use them on the longest legs on any itinerary. For example, this coming Monday, I'm flying down to Austin to have some barbecue, and the longest segment is from Minneapolis down to Austin. It's almost 3 hours, long enough that I want to go ahead and apply one. There was no space available, so I was waitlisted. I did not waitlist on the shortest segment up to Minneapolis that was immediately available. The segment did, in fact, clear from Minneapolis down, but by the time that cleared, space was no longer available up to Minneapolis, so I became waitlisted there. Now, on several posts, I have shown you that you want to check frequently to see if that upgrade has in fact cleared, the one you're waiting for, by clicking on the first class seats in the mirrored copy of the seat map. You know what I'm talking about. If you are a diamond or a platinum and you're waitlisted, it will create a clone of the seat map compared to where you can actually pick a seat. Before Delta even contacts you, or if they even do, once you can actually select the seat, then if you try to save it, it won't. But the fact is, once you can actually select the seat, that is notification to you that your upgrade has, in fact, cleared. This morning, I clicked, and lo and behold, my upgrade had cleared. So I immediately called the Diamond Line. This is another point of today's post. It is amazing how calling the Diamond Line, or the Elite Line in general with Delta, you can get a fabulous or a completely worthless rep. This rep was even in the Minneapolis call center, usually a sign that you have someone fabulous, but I think they have expanded their hiring, and this rep was worthless. I explained to him that I believed my upgrade had cleared. He began by berating me and questioning why in the world I had selected only the one segment. Usually at this point, it's wise to go ahead and make up an excuse and hang up the call. Unfortunately, I decided to try to educate this poor rep. Yeah, I know, it was a mistake. I explained to him the reason I selected just the one segment first. He then finally understood, but said, "Oh, no, there's no space available on that other segment." He goes, "Now, I don't think this has been applied properly." And I immediately interrupted him and said, no, let's leave everything just as is. Thank you for checking. Goodbye. Click. And I hung up and called back immediately. Found a wonderful rep on the other end of the line, explained the situation. She immediately said, "Oh, sure, that's cleared. Hang on a second. What seat do you want?" Perfect. She confirmed it. Ticket done. Confirmed my seat. Everything was perfect. And is still. The point of all this is that Delta didn't text me, email me, anything to let me know that I had in fact cleared. It is really up to us, dear medallions, to check to see if your upgrade has cleared. And then call as soon as you can. Now, I have no way of knowing if while time goes by and we're waiting for Delta to email us, if someone else maybe snags that available space. But I can promise you, if you do this regularly, if you check at least once or twice a day when you are awaiting regional space, and you can click the seat, and it seems to select that you're able to choose it, and call right away, you will get that upgrade. So I hope you've enjoyed this little digital voice podcast attempt today. If you have enjoyed it, let me know in the comments below on the blog. I might do one again on another Sunday. Great to talk to you. See ya.